WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, a new task force is being formed to help senior citizens in New Jersey with their property taxes. Governor Murphy says the task force will come up with recommendations to implement the new Stay NJ property tax relief program. Under Stay NJ, eligible seniors with a gross income under $500,000 will receive a credit of 50% on the annual property tax bill for their main residence, up to $6,500. Prosecutors in Cumberland, Gloucester, and Salem counties are putting up funds for prescribers to receive additional opioid education online.
We are learning new information every day, so sharing this information, sharing the latest information, is crucial in getting ahead of the opioid epidemic in the state.
Angelo Valenti with Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, which offers the training, says the goal is to see less prescribing of opioids and fewer people dependent on them. State police are investigating an accident on the Garden State Parkway that killed a Bergen County man early yesterday morning. That accident happening in Clifton. A vehicle was parked on the shoulder when another vehicle traveling the same direction collided with it. The victim in the first vehicle is being identified as 33-year-old Andres Valencia Castano from Englewood. To help local mom-and-pop shops drum up some business after the holidays at a time when short businesses tend to suffer financially, the city of Asbury Park is hosting its first annual Made and Sold in Asbury Park on February 3rd. The Urban Enterprise Zone program, which is hosting, provides incentives for businesses to set up shop and create private sector jobs, says Deputy Mayor Amy Quinn.
Asbury is not a town that has Walmarts and Targets. We're a town that has, you know, your neighbors owning the surf shop and your across-the-street neighbor owning the restaurant.
The shopping event will be held at the Berkeley Oceanfront Hotel from noon until 5 p.m. Local businesses are encouraged to sign up and promote their products. A rare Babe Ruth baseball card has a new owner. A 1914 Baltimore News rookie card featuring the Great Bambino fetched $7.2 million in an online auction that ended Sunday. That closing price makes the card the most expensive Babe Ruth item sold in history. It's also the third highest price ever paid for a sports card. Will it be a wet week in the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 wants to light up your holidays with $1,000 in cash. Send us a picture of your home's dazzling holiday lights to our app or nj1015.com. Your entry gets you in to win $1,000. Thanks to our sponsor, Seasonal World, New Jersey's favorite Christmas store and in-ground pool builder. This holiday, light it up. You can win $1,000 from New Jersey 101.5. The New Jersey 101.5 News is available on demand. Dial up our latest newscast whenever you want. Download or open our free app and click on demand to get your New Jersey 101.5 News instantly.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Early clouds and maybe a shower tonight, mainly in the northwest hills. Then some clearing overnight. Lows will be down into the low and mid-30s. Now tomorrow we'll start with some sunshine, but clouds will increase over the course of the day. And it will be a little bit chillier than recent days. High temperature tomorrow will be in the mid-40s. Considerable cloudiness for tomorrow night. Lows will be in the low to mid-30s. And then for Wednesday, times of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a sprinkle or flurry. Most areas will be dry, though, with highs in the low 40s. And a chilly day on Thursday with clouds and sunshine, high temperatures near 40, but we'll have a big warm-up late in the week. High temperatures back into the 50s for Friday and the weekend, and some spots may even touch 60 or even get past 60 by the time we get to Sunday, although we'll see some rain by then. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Jersey City 47, Woodbridge 47, Pemberton 44, and J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.